Hey, everybody, we're going to massage that stress right out of your body.
Yeah, and I'm going to pamper my face being back to 20 years old again.
No way.
I am.
We are chick to chick. I'm Flora Pastorero.
And I'm Carrie Perry.
And boy, oh boy, here we are. The holidays are over. It's cold out there. Mm-hmm. Cabin fever is starting to set in. I think, women, you need to take some time for yourself.
I know. I mean, we worked really hard over the holidays, but hey, let's not discount the men too, because they also are looking forward to doing something that we're going to talk about today, and that is taking care of your body with massage, even having facials. Yeah, men can do this too.
You know, we worked very hard over the holiday to make everybody else happy, but ladies, did you make yourselves happy?
Probably not.
That's a good question here. So take some time for yourself to get a massage, to relax, to get all of that yuck out of your body so you can feel good.
I know.
What do you think?
It is really good. And we have someone today that we're going to introduce, and she's going to help us through this process because there's a lot to know about the benefits of a massage and facial.
All right, we're at Spotacular Escapes in Mechanicsburg talking about the benefits of massage and getting a facial. We're talking to Liz Plunkert. She is a massage specialist, a massage therapist, and an esthetician. Hi, Liz.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Okay, I've had massages before, and I do know the benefits of it, but I think some people just look at them as, my muscles are fatigued, I'm tired, or I kind of ache. But honestly, there's probably a lot more our bodies can benefit from a massage, especially coming out of the holidays, right?
Absolutely. Holiday stress is very hard on our body and our mind. And after receiving body work, our cortisol levels decrease, and then our happy chemicals and hormones increase. Cortisol level it affects our stress. And that definitely affects our body. So the happy chemicals like serotonin, dopamine, oxytocin rise and help us with anxiety and overcome the winter blues.
So basically what you're saying is when you get a massage, we're getting rid of the yuck.
Exactly.
And we're bringing in the yum.
Right.
Yeah?
Right.
Yuck and the yum. Look at you.
I know.
You're a poet and you didn't know it.
There you go. You get rid of the yuck and you bring in the yum and it makes you feel good. So it's not just about pampering yourself. It has really good effects and benefits for your mind and body when you get a massage.
Most definitely. Yeah, regular massage helps your mind and body relax, but it also gets rid of toxins through your lymph system, increase your blood flow, helps regulate your heartbeat, your blood pressure, also warms up your body in the cold winter months.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, you love that.
Oh, yes, please.
You need that, please.
And even better if you're searching for warmth, try a hot stone or a Mujing massage. That's our heated massages we offer in the spa.
You just land a rock forever, wouldn't you?
I've had the hot stone. It feels amazing.
I have a question.
Yes.
My question is, a lot of times they'll give you water right afterwards.
Yes.
And that is to help, you said it really does, when you're having a massage, it flushes out the lymph system. Is that why you want to have water after you're finished with a massage?
Absolutely. Yeah. Just to help aid your body to release those toxins.
Get rid of the yuck.
Exactly.
The water helps
and bring
you.
In the yum. Yeah.
I like
you.
That. So women typically go and will take care of themselves. And let's try to get rid of the stigma here. Men should get this done as well. And why should men do this? And you said your husband gets massages.
Oh, yeah, my husband gets them. I mean, listen, men are stressed. They have a lot going on in their lives. You know, my husband works out. Many men do. So it's not just, I don't think, about women having to de-stress and have a spa day with their girlfriends, though that's not a bad idea. Mm-hmm. But bring in the men, too, right? I mean, do you see more men clientele these days?
I do. Yeah, there's definitely an increase in the recent years because of that stigma fading away. Men, like women, have muscles too, and they stress out just as well. And it's very important to take care of yourself. And I feel like it's hard for men to put themselves first. Also women, of course, but they have that stigma to go to a spa and get pampered. That's very fluff and foo-foo, but it's very therapeutic and beneficial to your health.
Okay, I need to talk about the face.
Okay. this right
whole
here.
Thing. It's like this the first
is,
thing. And
this
we,
is it.
We talk about this quite a bit because in our business, we have to worry about our faces.
All the time.
Here's what I love about a facial, because it's not just about your face feeling so clean, but I love that they give attention to the neck and every, why is that important when there's not only talk to us about the importance of a facial and keeping your skin clean, but why they also go ahead and do the neck and head massages with it?
Absolutely. So the massage portion of the facial helps relax your mind so you can get the most benefit from your service. The biggest thing with a facial in the winter months is hydration because our body actually produces less sebum or oil, and that will strip our hydrolipidic barrier, which is our natural defense system that helps fight off the nasty toxins that we encounter. Mm-hmm. So it's very important to rehydrate, and also exfoliate is a big step in the facial process to get rid of those dead skin cells.
So when you have that dead skin, does that actually make wrinkles? Which is something that I'm concerned about. Does that make your wrinkles look worse when you have that dead skin? And if you get rid of it, does it like soften those wrinkles?
So we don't need more softer filters?
Right now, this is about me right now.
Laura wants to know if she needs to get this sloughed off her face.
Does it help with your wrinkles?
So wrinkles, I wouldn't say dead skin causes wrinkles, but the dehydration component definitely affects wrinkles, fine lines, and makes you look older. So getting a facial in the winter months can give you that summer glow, even in the dead of winter.
I like that.
You'd love that summer glow any time of the year.
Why
You're
not?
You're a summer girl.
Why not?
Yeah, I know. That's the whole thing. It is the why not. Why not come in and enjoy these benefits and stop looking at it like it's some extra fluff thing? I think it's a good way to just take care of yourself. We're all stressed. We have a lot going on. I mean, So if you needed to tell somebody a good reason to take care of themselves in this way, what would you tell them? How would you encourage them to take care of themselves with either massages or facials or something that just makes them feel better?
Sure. Well, we're always stressed year round, but especially in the winter, it is harder on us. The cold temperatures bring our systems down and also depletes our mind a little bit. And that's why we get those winter blue emotions. So treating yourself and escaping that cold really helps, rejuvenate your mind and your body.
So, and just like women who can benefit from a massage, men can also benefit from facials. And should they feel weird coming in and booking a facial?
Absolutely not. Yeah. Just like women, men need to hydrate their skin too. And they do age just like women too. So just helping you get that, self-esteem back or just rejuvenating your face or your body is very crucial.
Good stuff.
Great stuff.
I feel every time we talk about a massage or a facial, I always say to myself, doggone it, why am I not doing this more often?
I was just wondering, how often should you get a facial? How often should you get a massage to really, truly benefit from both?
Yeah. Sure. Facials, I would say every 4 to 6 weeks to maintain the hydration. And then also for massage, that's a little bit more for individual, depending on your stress level, your activity, if you're shoveling.
Just cold because you're cold all the time and you need hot rocks up and down your spine 24/7.
Right. Or I just had someone pull their one of their back muscles in the gym. So she needed some relief. The inactivity in the winter is a big thing, and it actually makes our muscles work harder to stay warmer. So massage does help increase that.
Ooh, I like that.
I stay busy in the wintertime. Yeah. I need massages because I'm out skiing, or I need facials because I'm in the elements all the time. So there's my reasons.
It's all good stuff. Liz, thanks so much for joining us today.
We appreciate
it.
This
is great. Thank you so much.
I think this is perfect. I mean, again, people get like the winter blues and cabin fever, and ladies and men, take time for yourself. This isn't about pampering.
No. No, I mean, it can be, but it's obviously has great benefits for your body, your face, your mind, big time, your mind.
Absolutely. Love and you it. Do. You feel better. After you get a massage, you're kind of like, whoa.
Oh, it's
you
know? True. I want someone to drive me home because I just want to stay laying down.
You got to get
an
Uber.
Can you cart me out and just slide me in the back of the car? And I'll
you feel
slither
like mush,
out.
Right?
You do.
You feel
it's
like
good.
Mush. So it's all good stuff, and it's a great way to fight the winter blues and cabin fever.
Yeah, and you know what? Spotacular here. It's a beautiful facility. It's absolutely beautiful spa. So, and look, Liz, are you kidding me? She knows what she's talking about.
She certainly does. So thanks so much for watching us. Again, we're at Spotacular Escapes here in Mechanicsburg.
Yeah, and you know what? If you want to know more about what the chicks are up to, you can follow us on our YouTube. Just subscribe. You can catch us on chicktochick.com. Of course, we're all over social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Oh my gosh, where else are we going? We're all over the
place.
We're
all over. You can also subscribe to our YouTube page, and we will be back next week to chirp about another topic.